Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my good friends Lydia and Rouse. How are we doing, guys? It's been
hello.
It's been a week or two.
Been a minute. Hello.
It's been, like been a minute since we recorded.
Because someone's been gallivanting the earth. Someone's been traveling their little nut off.
My nuts have
Ravs, why
off
have you been running the length of England?
I just really inspired that. I was fed up of not knowing where I was.
Lydia, how was your amazing trip to Japan? I haven't spoken to you about it since you got back.
No, I guess I haven't been back too long. It was incredible. I had the most amazing time of my life. I loved Japan. Tokyo is where I went to. I loved Tokyo. It was just amazing. I didn't want to leave. I can't wait to go back to Japan. It was the best.
Did you cry?
Did I? Oh, what? When I got there, like,
I don't know. Just like at
happiness.
Any point, did you cry? Was there like any crying?
Did I cry?
Was it overwhelming experience or not?
Oh, no, I didn't cry. I was just kind of like, wow. Like I was full Owen Wilson. Like just wowing it, just everything. Very like sort of didn't feel real. Couldn't believe I was actually there. Just, it was the most amazing trip of my life. I loved it so much. So much.
I'm interested actually. And obviously getting to Japan is quite expensive, but actually I don't know. Is it quite expensive when you're there or is it quite cheap? It's a massive city, which makes me think it'd be expensive.
Surprisingly cheap.
Really?
I also was under the illusion that Tokyo would be incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. At the moment, the yen is very weak. And so if you're a tourist going there, it's kind of like everything's half price. To give like context of some of the stuff I bought kind of thing, I went to a sushi conveyor belt restaurant with my friend. Mm-hmm. We got so much sushi, like pudding, drinks. It was $7 each. Went out in the evening.
My God,
Went out even for dinner, got like chicken karaage, like a huge thing of it. Got like, dumplings, gyoza and edamame and just millions of little share plates. Got beers. It was like $9 each at the end or something like that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Studio Ghibli tickets are a fiver, like tickets to go into like these beautiful Buddhist like shrines are like $2. I bought beautiful pottery to take home, which was $4.
Did you take a spare suitcase? I know people do that. Did you do that?
I ended up buying a bag whilst I was out there because I bought so much stuff. I was like, okay, I'm gonna need a little bit of help.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but yeah, like obviously there is still going to be expensive stuff there. Me and my friend were purposeful. Well, I wouldn't say we were like bargain hunting. It's just like normal restaurants and stuff just aren't expensive. And
yeah. Like you weren't going crazy, but you also weren't like trying to skimp it, right?
No, in fact, we didn't even really like, sort of should have researched more about where we were going to go. We kind of just, when we were in that area, we Googled places that had good reviews and then we just went there. And it was always just super affordable. I think the most expensive place we went to, which was probably one of the nicest meals, was maybe like $15 each. Like,
that's basically like actually realistically what you'd spend in the UK anywhere.
Yeah, for like a main.
If you're going out.
Yeah, if not more than that.
A main and
that.
A drink, it's like $15, easy.
Easy. Well, yeah, it'd probably be more because that was including a beer. I got like a craft beer as well and it was $15. And like, yeah, just buying stuff. Like I just assumed that everything was going to be like, especially if I wanted to get like Ghibli merchandise, like that stuff is isn't, I wouldn't say cheap, but it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be. I thought everything was going to be just like insane. Like I was going to walk away a broke woman, but it was okay. It was like sort of, I felt like normal, reasonable merchandise prices. So yeah, that was a very nice surprise, just how affordable it was.
So give us a couple highlights. I want to know. Apart from saving fucking horrendous amounts of money, which sounds great.
Which was good, but also spending a horrendous amount of money because I went a bit wild and just... Basically, I had a rule where I was like, if I want it, I'm just going to buy it because I don't know if I'll ever be back kind of thing. But yeah, so highlights, going to an izakaya, which is like their version of a bar, is just so much fun. We had like great times in izakayas. Like you can go, we didn't do the Golden Guy, which is like a street full of them. We did one more close. We went there, but we didn't go into the bars. But anyway, izakaya is great fun.
Was it a lot of tourists or was it a lot of like locals?
It's honestly just a lot of locals. I don't know if it's time of year because it's so hot that maybe people avoid it. But it was, yeah, I wouldn't say it felt super touristy. It felt mainly sort of, yeah, not touristy. It didn't feel like that anyway. But yeah, we saw this like gigantic Buddha in the countryside, which was really beautiful. We went on a bullet train. We went up Tokyo Tower where I shat myself, not literally, figuratively. We did all the amazing like shopping in Akihabara and Harajuku, which is like a fucking nerd's dream come true. You know, every shop is just full of cool gaming anime stuff. What else? I feel like we did so much. We went to this other countryside place.
Yeah, did you have any like rest days or were you just going?
We had one rest day. Well, I guess two. One rest day where I had to rest at that point because my leg was like, I cannot do anymore.
Consider that.
Yeah, that was definitely the hardest bit. I was in a lot of pain during the holiday. Like I tried to just power through as best as I could. But on one day I had to just tap out and say, right, I need a day of just kind of lying in bed because I'm not going to be like, we had the Ghibli Museum the day after that. And I was like, I'm just not going to be able to do the Ghibli. Oh, the Ghibli Museum. That was amazing. I'm not going to be able to do the Ghibli Museum unless I rest. So I had one day where I kind of did fuck all. And then another day where we went out shopping and had lunch and then spent the afternoon just chilling. So, but that was it. Every other day was kind of like,
I feel like you need that on a holiday though, you know, like you need that. You need a little like recharge day if you're away for like, you know, like a 2 week trip or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Especially if it's like a city break where you're just walking so much. Like there's barely any like chill time. Like, you got to rest, otherwise you can't. I felt like I was like burning out a little bit.
The thing is also you're walking on pavements, which I know sounds silly, but actually it's not like if you're walking through the countryside and it's squishy mud and grass, like it does just wear on your feet.
It really does. Constantly. Like your feet start to hurt. And like
and you're going up and down stairs and it's like, it's not.
A lot of stairs in Tokyo as well. I had a knee brace, an ankle brace. Some days I had to take a walking stick with me just because it was like I was... You know, it was
tough.
I'm
glad you did it though. It sounds like you warrior through it though. Like,
yeah, totally. I'm glad.
Didn't let it stop the holiday.
No. I was very adamant that I was going to, have the best time. And my friend was super understanding. And like, we took lots of breaks. And, you know, if it was like, oh, I'm starting to die a bit, let's go find somewhere and have a drink or whatever. Yeah. So it was,
Yeah, speaking of dying, wasn't it like 47 degrees?
What?
So, so I've been
Tokyo
asked...
Tokyo in the summer is crazy.
Yeah, so I was asked did I have any like bad things about the holiday? And the two bad things weren't Tokyo itself fault. It was the pain in my leg and the heat. Like it was, you know, it's basically, the temperature was about 35, 36, 37, which is obviously very, very hot. But because of the humidity, which is incredibly high, I think it's like 90% or something like that, the real feel temperature, so when you're out there, what it actually feels like, BBC had it as 47 degrees is what it felt like when you're outside walking around. And I've never felt heat like that before. Like when I was preparing to go, I thought like, okay, you know, pack, cool clothes, light clothes, like bring a fan that you wear around your head, like do all that shit to thinking about what I'm going to do to stay cool.
I saw you in that neck fan.
That neck fan
saved your fucking life.
100% saved my fucking life.
Where's this picture? What?
If you see me with like a white, it looks like headphones around my head. That's a fan. One day I forgot it and I was so sad. It was like I was dying.
I did think you had very Tokyo headphones in that picture.
Just
I did
randomly
see that
walking
picture.
Around with headphones all day long whilst I'm on holiday. But it's a fan.
Did you buy that
fan.
Before you got there or when you got there?
Before, but I got it before because I was like planning because I knew it was going to be so hot. But I, because you, it's a weird thing because you haven't experienced it yet, you don't actually know, you can imagine it, but you don't know what it's going to feel like. Yeah. And it was a shock. I was saying, like, basically getting off the plane, I was sleep deprived and a bit delirious. And I, for a moment, as you walk through the tunnel, I thought there was like a vent, like a heat fan vent mm-hmm. on. And I was like, that's uncomfortable. And then I realized it was just the air. The air was so hot. It felt like there was like some kind of heater on.
Jesus.
And it's so humid that breathing at the beginning before you get used to it is uncomfortable. Like the air is like soupy. It's so thick. Like the heat that we're experiencing now, I'm actually like, it's not too bad because coming like off that. Of the heat from Tokyo is insane. It's next level. It is like, oh my God, you have to take breaks. You have to just be drinking lots of water.
I guess like next time you would go a different time of year.
Oh yeah. Oh God. I mean, like I've said before, the reason we went during then was because it was my friend's summer holidays. She's a teacher. It was either go then or not go. Yeah. And I would rather, I would go again a million times in that heat if it meant I'd get to go. But when I'm hoping to go again, I'm going to go in the autumn.
Yeah, that's fair. Fucking hell. And is there anything else is there anything you feel like you missed big time? Like, is there something that's on the hit list now?
You mean in Tokyo or just...
Just in general, being in Japan or in Tokyo, yeah.
Stuff I'd like to do. I mean, I think because we spent a good solid just under 2 weeks there, I feel like we hit all the key beats that I wanted to do.
You were there for a long time.
We were there for a long time.
You had the opportunity, right?
Yeah, which actually was really good because it meant that we could take things really slowly. We could have chill days. We could some days just kind of go for a shop and eat some food and not really do much else. But also do the big days of like Ghibli and the bullet train and all that stuff and not feel exhausted and burnt out. And there is so much to do in Japan. Japan is fucking massive and amazing. So it's not like you're just like, oh, I'm like, what the fuck do I do today? I'm so bored. Like there's always shit you can do. I kind of felt like we did everything. I wanted to go to some festivals because it was August, but unfortunately it just didn't really align with what we were doing. And I didn't get to do, like I said earlier, the Golden Guy, I think that's how you say it, is the area in, is it Shinjuku or Shibuya, where it's like just these really cool alleyways with all these little bars that you hop in and out of. By the we got there too early and I was dying and we would have had to hang around for like 4 hours. So we were like, okay, we've seen it, let's just go. So I would have liked to have done that. But other than that, I feel like, you know, very content with what we achieved.
Oh, I guess the most important question, did you feel like a giant?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah. I bashed my head a few times. Of course.
Nice.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you two would really struggle. I don't know if you saw the video I posted where the peephole on my hotel door. So like my friend is, I would say maybe like 5'3" or something like that. So the peephole is like eye level for her. For me, like the peephole is just chest. It's just boobs. It's like, I looked so silly standing next to it. Like I just looked like a weird person pasted into this little tiny world. Like my friend took a picture of me walking around and I looked like fucking Godzilla stomping around. I'm like, you know, head and shoulders above everyone else. And I did have lots of old people stare at me.
Were people just like fucking like, what the fuck? The
screaming in terror.
Villagers are like, you know, battering in their doors. They're like, he's arrived, he's come, the prophecy is true.
Pitchforks are out, the fires are blaring. I had old people stare at me. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. I actually saw tourists and who were taller than me. I saw
a woman.
She was like 6'4" or 6'5". She was so tall. And then I just felt so insignificant and pissed off because it's like, this was meant to be my thing. I was meant to be the fucking massive tourist in Japan. And you've come here with your massive long legs, stomping around.
You're like, your little uniqueness got robbed.
Exactly. It's like, that's the only thing I got going for me. You definitely, if you guys ever go, you will feel very large. Especially you, Harry. You're like, what, 6'3" or something?
Edging on, yeah.
Edging.
Just I like being tall and just looking over people.
It is useful. When I was with my friend, we'd go shopping and then like we'd split
never
up
losing
to do something.
Each other.
Yeah, she could never lose me. She would just look for my big head bopping around.
Were there some buildings you went to do where you literally were too tall? Like imagine like, you know, pokey little restaurants, or was it all right?
It was okay. I think it was okay. There were moments where like the Ghibli Museum of these little like doorways you kind of go through and stuff. And I really struggled with all that shit. I was basically crawling on my hands and knees because I couldn't duck low enough. It was like, there were moments like that, but it wasn't too bad. I'm trying to think if my hotel made me feel like a giant. You do feel a bit, you just feel a bit big. Like everything, like yeah. The sinks are really low and stuff like that, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Oh God, I can't even imagine the urinals, Harry.
Mate.
Have the fucking squat.
The toilets. The most,
yeah, the
oh
toilet.
My God,
oh, yeah.
Dude, the toilets are so fucking good. I got off, my first experience was at the airport. You know, I needed to pee. First of all, I opened the door and it was like a squat toilet. And I was like, oh no, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to aim like that.
That's good for the knee.
That's good
for the knee.
I'm just going to fall into it. And then that's a bad start. So I, you know, was like, oh no, no, no. And I went down to a different toilet and I went in, you know, sat down, you know, the rules of the toilet. Suddenly, the beautiful bird song, the sound of rivers and lakes and oceans.
What the fuck?
They have like a button that you press. This one automatically went on, but you have a button you press and it fills the cubicle with sounds of like the forest and stuff. And it's meant to be like a privacy sound. So you can feel comfortable without people like overhearing.
I won't lie. Your fucking brain.
Shitting in a forest is actually, I feel like, a more anxiety inducing experience than shitting in a cubicle. Like anything can attack you in a forest.
But, I mean, there's a difference, you know, you can get like nice bird song and chirping and it sounds tranquil, or you can get like a bear roaring.
You know, a person hunting you. I don't know. It sounds terrible.
It's a rifle
scary.
Going off. It's yeah, just bird know. Song and you know, it's very tranquil. And then you've got, you know, the butt Super Soaker 5000 for your asshole. You've got one for the front hole. A fan,
a
like a heater.
It's just a catheter there.
It's just a catheter. Goes right up there. Got heated
oh,
seat.
Oh, I hate that. It's catheter bidet.
Just sounding yourself silly. The seats are heated, which is a bit disorientating at first, but then you sort of get used to it. And there's public toilets everywhere and they're all clean and they're all lovely. And oh my God, Japan have got the toilets down to a fucking T. They have nailed it.
Did you, I guess, like, I always imagine Japan also being super clean. Like, did you feel a bit like
yes.
on edge almost, like to fit in and not, like not that you drop litter, but you know what I mean? Just like not to like fuck it up. Not to like fuck it up.
Throwing
I mean? Like,
shit everywhere.
Everything I've seen and learned, it's quite a pristine country.
It
and
is,
not to like
yes.
make a mess or, be, you know, did you feel there was like some eyes on you or like some pressure?
It was good because I was with my friend and she's lived in Japan. So she was able to like,
she can cut through some of the cultural differences.
Yeah, and tell me like, okay, we're supposed to do this now kind of thing. It is mind-blowing. Japan is like the most densely populated city in the world and it is so
Tokyo.
Clean.
Yep.
Tokyo. I didn't see a single piece of litter. I didn't see a single cigarette butt on
they
the floor.
They kill you. They kill you.
They just straight
just
up kill you
it's
right
like
there.
Singapore. They just
and
shoot
they,
you.
They just shoot you. And they don't even have bins. So how it works is they have like these convenience stores and they have bins, but they have no bins on the street. So everyone just like holds onto their rubbish and throws it away in the convenience store or throws it away at home. And it is just so fucking clean and nice. And yeah, there's definitely like, you can't be a slob, obviously. I mean, I never would anyway, but obviously you can't litter. You wouldn't throw your cigarette on the floor. Like that stuttered stuff, you just not fucking do that. You know, when you finish your meal, you sort of tidy up your table and make it, if you like, clean and maybe wipe down the table with some of your napkin and just make it nice. Like you, if there's an option, you always take your tray and everything away. Like you'd never just leave it and walk off and wait for someone else to do it for you. Like it's a very conscientious, like polite, society where you are just very tidy and thoughtful. Like I one thing
sounds
like
awful.
We've...
Fucking hell.
One thing was like
get pissed and throw up in the street. Come on.
one day we got loads of food and I was like, oh, I'm so full, I can't finish it. And my friend was like, no, we have to finish it. It's really rude to like leave food. So we just like sat there forcing food down us because it was like, oh, I don't want to be rude. Like that was something
that
I didn't expect.
Grim.
Can you not take it away with you or something?
I don't think that's, I don't think that's a thing. I don't know if that's a thing. Like, that's what my friend said. She was just like, it's kind of impolite to leave food. I mean, I'm sure they'd be okay with it because it's like, we're obviously tourists. They're going to understand like, oh, they're tourists. Like, But, you know, no, you want to be polite as you can be,
like,
in respect.
Shame upon my family. I'm never going to cook again. Like,
you want to be as respectful.
Changing career. They're shutting down the restaurant because of you, Lydia.
No. I'm so sorry. I ruined everything.
Chef has a single tear in the kitchen.
No, she didn't like my chicken. But yeah, it was amazing. There was one thing I struggled a little bit was the language barrier. Obviously, there's a language barrier.
Do you know any Japanese?
The basics, the bare bones. Hello.
Can you give me some?
All right. Ohayou gozaimasu. And then like give them my whatever I'm like this. I'm in a shop at the moment, by the way. Give them what I'm.
You could have been telling me that the toilet was great. I have no.
The toilet is blocked. I had to learn that one. No, I am. It's ohayou gozaimasu is good morning. And then like give my food over and then they say something. Do you want a bag? But I don't know how they say that. I don't know. I couldn't learn that. And then I say iye and smile as I say it because that means no. And I don't know how to say no, thank you. And then you say kado gozaimasu. Can I use card, please? And then do the transaction and then arigato gozaimasu.
I got the most boring question.
Oh.
Because I'm really interested.
Yeah.
Is Japan quite a contactless city or not?
Not really. Like the convenience stores, which are everywhere, are, but most places are chip and pin.
Okay. So it's not cash.
No.
I think that there is a preference for cash over there. They're slowly moving on to card, I believe.
Because it's something that blows my mind about America every time we go there. It's just like always preference that you pay cash. And it's like...
It's the opposite here, yeah.
Here it's like, I don't actually know the last time I went outside the house with cash.
I found that in Germany as well. Germany really don't like you using your card.
Really? It's so much convenient.
So many people are like, cash please, cash.
But we made real change during COVID, right? Like that was when like contactless just went through the roof everywhere I got it and that's it. Like it feels like contactless is just like done. The switch has happened in this country now. And I'm so intrigued by other countries that haven't made it because I never think of us as like, we're leading the way on a new tech. But like, fuck it. I'd say 90% of shops in the UK now, you can go in and pay contactless. Maybe more, maybe like 95, 99.
It's very, very, because I use my phone, like, you know, touch to pay. And it's very rare that anywhere ever says we don't. In fact, I can't even remember the last time anywhere has ever said we don't do touch.
If I did get turned around, like turned away, I wouldn't be able to buy whatever I was going to buy. So like, I don't know the last time that's happened where I couldn't buy what I wanted.
Actually true. I genuinely don't think, I can't remember any time that I've been turned down.
Even like a market stall will have a card reader.
Yeah.
Usually, right?
Some kind of thing that they like attach to their phone or whatever and it does it. Whereas, it's in Japan, it's less typical. It was more pin and chip and pin, whatever.
Yeah. Interesting. I figured Japan would be like all pro contactless times.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you? I thought that as well. But I guess there were some things that I expected to be like really like high tech and stuff that like weren't so much. Like with the train system, like I couldn't get the equivalent of, say, an Oyster card. It's called a Suica card over there, and I couldn't fucking get one. So I had to individually buy, like, a ticket for every journey. Because you have to buy it at the airport, and I didn't realise. And you can't
buy it anywhere else?
No. You can't buy one at a station, which to me is insane. You have to go all
that
the way to the airport.
That is insanely backwards.
Isn't it? Like, it was like, what? Like, you can't use your card, you can't... Obviously, you can't use touch.
There's no like mobile app.
No, like as a tourist, you just have to get it at the airport. That's it. Or you buy them every day for every journey, like those little like tickets.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it because it was like surely this is like just an
obvious upsell as well. Usually those things are like they are a deal, but obviously it's like you're guaranteed people are going to use the trains. Blah blah blah. Like. That's mental.
Yeah, it was really like, it was I got used to having to buy, I mean, it's not that much of an issue having to buy individual tickets, but the individual tickets are more expensive. It's, you know, you've got to faff around with the little touch screen trying to work out, putting it to English.
Buy it, and if you're in a rush, it's like annoying. Like,
exactly. Trying to make sure I got the right station, whereas my friend had it on her phone and she could just tap every time and it was so much easier because she'd had it already because she lived there. But yeah, so that was something I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is weird. I thought the entire train experience would be like super smooth, super high tech, super like...
Yeah, you know. it was, yeah, it was like, it wasn't any really different, I found, to like London tubes. If anything, I thought London tubes might actually be a little bit more like reliable.
I'm a big advocate for London tubes, Lydia. I actually think they're pretty amazing.
They are amazing.
I'm a tube hater, but like, fair, you guys have used it more than me. I've simply just been a tourist in London.
It's when you go to cities like New York where you realize, oh, London tube is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's way more logical to transport on. It's way nicer. Like, it's just,
I haven't used many metros, but I used the Paris metro and I was like, aye, London tube, fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't amazing, but it's just so consistently better in so many aspects, I don't know. Oh, I'm sad to hear. Honestly, Lydia, I'm most sad to hear that the infrastructure wasn't as mind-blowing as I thought it would be.
Yeah, although I would say that every single train has the most gorgeous aircon, and that's something that London doesn't have. Like the fucking, yeah, I don't know, maybe yeah, it I mean, does
they
now.
They need it there, though, it yeah. sounds like. Did you see any of them cramming people in?
No, I didn't see that, but we try to avoid rush hour.
That's probably like 9 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Like,
I would honestly go down just to see that, just to watch that happen, because I just feel like that's such happen. A thing I kind of don't believe that exists.
I just imagine they do it so efficiently, though.
Oh yeah, I bet it's down to an art. But yeah, we avoided the train at rush hour, so I never saw it. I can't imagine it doing that, like going on one of those trains. It must be horrible. It must be so fucking claustrophobic.
Yeah, I mean, it literally is a nightmare. That is like a nightmare for me. The idea of getting rammed into a fucking metal box is terrifying.
Well, I got my refund from Japan Airlines, so I'm fucking
he's out, boys.
Sad, but pogging out of my mind.
Yeah, sad but happy, like a weird bittersweet. Yeah. Well, that's like, good you got the
now
refund.
I'm looking forward to Vegas now, but I'm like, God damn it. I guess I'll go to Japan next year or something.
You're going to love it, Ravs. You should absolutely.
Yeah, like, I'm like gutted I'm not going. Yeah, so much I wanted to do. And I was like learning a bit of Japanese. Aww. I had like some Japanese pen pals and stuff.
Oh, cute.
And now I'm like, fucking delete the app. I don't care. I'm not fucking going anywhere. Fuck you.
Oh, Ravs. Well, Las Vegas will be amazing. Is that for TwitchCon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have a sick time.
Yeah, Vegas will be good time.
Also,
Japan's
I'm like,
not going anywhere,
just
Ravs.
I've just had like the opposite experience of Lydia. Like, Lydia was in Japan. I'm not getting to go to Japan anymore. Lydia was using the magical fancy toilets. I was just at a festival shitting in a fucking glorified shed.
What would you give the toilets out of 10 at this festival?
Fuck me. It was vile. Oh. It was horrendous.
Was it like shit on the walls vile? How vile? Because I've been to some pretty bad on the like, walls. Festival
it
toilets.
It wasn't, honestly, they weren't super bad, but it did absolutely reek of shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to, that's.
Is it like hole where you can see everyone's shit?
Yeah, you could see the shit. Ugh. You could see the shit, yeah. And it was like elevated and stuff. And, you know, I still did my patented big white move.
You stood?
Crazy, that's
nice.
Crazy.
Yeah. Nice. The great thing was like I could still see the stage a little bit because I was tall enough to see over the door.
Wait, people can see your little head poking out as you wipe your ass.
Wait, is this like an American cubicle where the top and bottom's like open?
The bottom was very much closed, but like the top, like the toilet was on like a elevated, like you had to go up like two steps, and like I couldn't see people, but the stage was so high that like just through the little gap I could see a bit of the stage, and I was like, this is a good poop.
That's kind of sick. I don't like that idea. Just like you have like one way viewing angle onto the music, the toilet. It's kind of cool.
It was interesting, but yeah, it absolutely reeked of shit. And like usual, there was like 8,000 cans. People had pissed everywhere. I was just like
so
sitting wishing that I had some jungle sounds and like a little butt spray.
Butt spray 5,000. Honestly,
those festival toilets, I feel like it's always worth holding it in and not going.
You
have to try and go before or something. I feel like you got to schedule shit out.
But you're there for 2 days, Harry.
They had the urinals. They had like
Ravs just stayed at home, but Ravs had the opportunity to dip in between.
I thought you were camping.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, it was City Festival. Thank God. It was only up in Bristol.
You could have gone at home and you shat in those horrible toilets.
What? I couldn't just nip home from the festival.
He couldn't nip home, he's lying. Yeah, it was right next to his house.
It was in Clifton Downs. Like,
what?
I was fucking,
that's not that far away.
He could have
festival, which I think also has no re-entry.
We and our viewers will be judging you from this, Ravs. This is probably one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
15-minute walk to get an Uber because all the roads were shut. Get an Uber back home, by which point I've already shat my pants.
Ugh.
Full outfit change and come back.
You probably got off on it using those festival toilets, you sick fuck.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Doing your fucking special little lean. Oh, my leany wipe.
I'm doing it in public.
I like my leany wipe.
Everyone's around me and I'm doing this lean wipe and no one knows, but I know. You sick
fuck. I love my little ween wipe.
My ween wipe.
I just, I hope one day you do it in a festival toilet and it causes the cubicle to tip over. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Oh my
and then it all
God.
Goes over you.
I hope that's giving you so much anxiety. Worst. So much anxiety.
That
must
you think I'm weaning, brother. I'm just like putting a couple
I don't know,
fucking...
You might be a little bit, couple drinkies no, in I'm you. Like, couple drinkies in you. You don't know how I'm much like, you're leaning.
No, no, no. I'm like, you know, just using my fingertips.
Oh,
you know, if I was panicking,
he's now got an anxious lead. He's got an anxious lead because he knows it might happen. The prophecy will come true.
It could happen to you.
But it was a great time to be outside because there's a fucking heat wave going on in Bristol right now.
Yeah.
And I think I got a little bit burned, but
did you wear sun cream, Ravs?
I fucking didn't because I'm a stupid bitch.
Stupid fuck. And you're Scottish as well, you idiot. You pale moron.
Why are you having such a big go? I know you haven't spoken to him in a week, but come on.
What exactly?
That's
it's been 2 weeks.
Upper hatred.
I've got it all like pent up inside me. I've got to release it. I'm furious.
I raided Lydia yesterday and I just left the most nice resub message because I knew she was shouting abuse at me.
Yeah, I was. I've been vile. It's been horrible. Felt great, cathartic.
For fuck's sake.
Today is a weird special day for the podcast, actually.
It is.
Just had a tweet. It's the 4th of September. Happy New Valentine's Day, Ravs. Enjoy your beans and pasta. I think this is a 0 degrees reference. I just had a reminder saved to send you this on this day. Apparently, at some point, we said that September 4th is a holiday or something. New Valentine's Day. I don't
Do you know what's crazy
know.
About this podcast? What? We say a lot of things.
Yeah,
I don't remember a lot of them.
I don't remember that at all. Wow.
That David McDavidson could just be making this up. I don't know.
That's
I like that though. I like people just lying about things that we've said in previous podcasts and it not being true. But us having to believe them because we don't remember.
I don't.
We may just be getting gaslit. Yeah.
I mean, I'm 100% sure we repeat questions because we don't realize we've already done.
I think
before.
We've already talked about you going to Japan. Honestly, I feel like we've already talked about this.
But how? I've only just got back.
No. We've 100% already done this on the podcast.
Right. How have you been, Harry? Sorry, I realise we've been chatting. We haven't talked about a poor little Harry sitting in the corner. No, mate.
No, I've been fine. My partner's away on holiday, so I've been on pepper duty for like 4 days and I've got to keep going for another like 4 days.
It's been fun.
It's just a lot to stay up late and to also get up early. Usually we share the shift, right? But doing the entire shift solo and working has been like a little bit of a mind melter, but... been good. It's been fun to have.
Just like a real baby.
Coming back from the festival and seeing Pepper was a fucking highlight. Like my feet
just
were
hanging
tired. My feet were tired. It ended pretty early because it was like a city festival. I couldn't go too crazy. Just seeing little Peppy lying there sleeping. I was like, oh my God, my heart.
She's the best. She's the best.
She's the best. She's so cute.
I'm very proud of her.
I say this
training.
Like 10 minutes before we were recording our fucking podcast, she was running around this room that I was in, just shouting at me and shouting at Mirror Dog. And I was just like, you're going next door and I'm shutting the door and I don't care what you do. Like, destroy the flat. I have to record.
Oh, sweet
she's
baby.
A nightmare.
Oh, no, Mirror Dog.
Oh.
Milo also hates Mirror Dog.
Yeah. It's like she's fine with it and then she suddenly remembers that she hates it and then it's like, fuck. Like, you just can't convince her that it's fine, so it just has to leave the room.
That's so cute. What a silly, stupid baby.
Really funny. All right, shall we do a quick question before
Let's
we run out
quick
of time?
Question.
What the hell? We do questions on this podcast?
It's been a minute. We need a catch up. We need a catch up.
We had to have a catch up. Yeah. It's been 2 weeks. We have lots going on. So
and
Lydia
spent about $7,000 going to Japan. So we need to
get. Let me talk about it. Let me get my most out of it.
Let me get her value.
Before
Go
everyone
on.
Says, ow, the first question doesn't even start until half an hour. Let us have this, okay?
At this point, we've done that so consistently for so many episodes. I think that is the podcast format
that is
now.
Basically
like,
the podcast.
I don't think people can get mad. This is like, if we're still here, you know, this is the format.
This is it, all right? Like it or leave it.
Yeah. Oh, but can't wait to read the fucking leave. Comment. Like, first question at 38 minutes. No wonder.
For fuck's sake.
We'll make this the best question ever to make up for it.
Yeah, speaking of which, we got a question about furries. Let's jump in.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, wow.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hey, Harry, Ravs, and Lydia. First off, I'm typing this on the day after the Spongy Bobby episode came out.
Sponge Bobby, doing a Sponge Bobby.
And news just broke that Britney Spears and her husband are divorcing. So you guys really do have some kind of voodoo shit going on. Did we say she was going to break up? I can't remember who we predicted.
I can't remember.
I would have bet on that if we did.
I'm going to claim that one.
To Britney Spears,
no, let's claim that one. Like... Let's claim that one. I will take it.
I don't remember if we said it, but
I don't think we did. Quickly before I move on to the question, do we want to throw some voodoo on a celebrity this week?
Oh.
All right.
Just pick a random one?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, let me look up. Top power couples. On this day of recording, I've seen apparently that Logan Paul's fiance has cheated on him. So,
I mean, that's an easy one then.
Yeah.
If we're saying they're going to break up, if she's...
I don't know how much voodoo that is, though, just reading the news. And
it's not really voodoo. It's just voodoo, the news.
Top power
It's
couples.
Clever, but I don't know if it's voodoo.
Is it? You know what? I'm finally doing it. I'm taking down Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, fuck
wow.
it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm putting this silver bullet in the chamber.
Holy
Let's
moly.
The Let's do it.
That's a big one. All right, boom.
Yep.
Beyonce. Boom. We've done it. We've done our voodoo curse.
Beyonce, I cast a hex upon you.
Yeah, say the magic.
Jay-Z, a curse upon you.
Wow. It's powerful magic, this. You've got to be
careful.
Very
powerful. We are very powerful people.
We're basically a coven of witches.
Exactly.
We basically are.
Exactly.
Anyways, on with the question. I'm having a predicament with the furry frupple that live on my street. Not on Block Island, sadly. You remember that, Ralph's Block Island?
Yeah, Block Island, yep.
So reference Lily won't get, but it's fine. And would like some advice from my fave furry experts. At the moment, my suburban cul-de-sac in Australia is...
Oh my God, can I stop us here? Being a furry in Australia is furry on hard mode, right?
Oh my God, it's so hot.
Maybe next to being a furry in Japan. that sounds like it's just going to be humid, terrible, hot. Anyway,
I don't feel like Australians are the most accepting of furries either. I don't know.
Probably
why.
Not either.
Really?
Steve Irwin comes back from the dead, just jumps on you. Crikey, mate. Got a fucking live one here. Wrestling
what
you to the
accent?
Ground.
Why did you?
Don't offend Australian listeners. No.
Yeah.
At the moment, my suburban cul-de-sac in Australia is in conflict because there's not enough parking for the whole street's cars, with many pointing the blame at the furry frupple that live in a granny flat behind a long-term neighbour's place. They have probably been living here for several months, and in that time, myself and other neighbours got cars for the first time. A lot of teams, and I'm a late bloomer in car ownership front. And the furries each have a car, so there's been utter chaos going on as to who can park where. There's been street arguments between everyone about who gets which spot on the road, but we haven't come to an agreement. How would you go about this dispute, whilst also recognising that some neighbours will and have used anti-furry sentiments as part of these disputes? Also,
what the fuck?
How do I be more welcoming to my furry neighbours, considering the street isn't the most accepting to them wearing various fursona get-ups? Also, I wanted to say sorry to any furry who feels I'm dehumanizing them here in my message. It's just easiest way to talk about the situation. Thank you.
Oh, that's very sweet and polite.
Thank
you.
The end. I love
very
it.
Nice. Right. Okay.
I feel like I know podcasts are an audio format, but I feel like I need to like visualize the cul-de-sac. Do you know what I mean? I always need to like...
All right, everyone, close your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. Australian cul-de-sac.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Immediately my mind is for some reason thinking like Grove Street from San Andreas.
Just imagine Grove Street, but just more, there's more dust.
And a couple giant of kangaroos.
Dust and sand. And kangaroos. And giant
spiders. No, those
like
are just
that.
Furries.
It's very
those are just furries.
Okay. Can you get spider furries?
There's a bungalow, like a little ground floor bungalow that a granny would be living in, except it's free electric blue wolves and otters.
Nice. All the cars have like fake tails.
There's a bright orange badger. And they're all getting out of their really ridiculously small cars for some reason.
Why is it like a fucking furry clown car convention?
Yes, I think you love it.
Yeah.
Great, I love it.
Okay. And all the other neighbours are standing outside saying... You fucking furries, but in an Australian accent. Where does parkour car? Okay.
Oh, and right. like the wives, and the wives of like the angry dads, like wearing like their fur coats, and you know they've got the, like these their skinned versions of the fursonas.
Oh my god, Jesus! I see. Okay, as protest, right?
As protest, yeah. I weirdly feel like this is like Fantastic Mr. Fox, except that it's about furries.
Okay, all right, yeah, I like that. Can we get, what's his name? Who's that handsome man that does the voice in Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Oh.
George Clooney. Can he be a part of this as well? Can we get him involved in this thing we've created?
He probably does an amazing Australian accent.
Let's get him in there. He's there as well. He's just handsome and walking around topless. Perfect. Okay. We've got the scene set.
Okay, so imagine you lived on that street.
Okay.
You are this person, and every so often you can't park your car and you have to walk, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And it's Australia, it's hot. Like, you don't want to walk 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, you park on a different street. What are you saying? What are you doing to these furry... I guess, is it the furry's fault?
So is the problem... Okay, so let's break this down. Let's take out the furry aspect.
No. Let's put more furry aspects
in. All right, more
in.
Furries. Everyone is a furry now.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a binding. They're suddenly all friends.
They're all
I think the fact that they are furries is important because I think it makes, as people, it sounds like have done, it makes them an easy target, right?
Mm.
Whereas I'm trying to figure out, are they to blame?
How do we know? How does this, or how do all these neighbors know they're furries? They just walk around in their costume. What's going on
here? It says they do, yeah.
Well, they're in a granny flat, which is like very ground floor, right? So if you walk past it, maybe you can just look in the fucking window and see a fucking bright green tiger fucking a wolf.
That would fucking terrify me. Can you imagine that? You're walking home late at night, you peep through the neighbor's windows because you feel a bit nosy. And there's an absolute fuck fest of furries in like shining in the night. I'd be terrified.
I just shoot my gun in there. That's what I do. You just shoot, just blindly fire.
Just hope for the Harry Ravs would be running in there, just slobbering at the mouth, just desperate to get involved.
What the fuck? No fucking way, dude. I run hot, man. I don't want to be tangled up in no damn furs. I've got a fucking body hair as it is. Not going to fucking put on a suit.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, so the neighbours have seen that they wear these furry suits, I assume. Or they walk around with them outside.
It says, considering the street isn't the most accepting to them wearing various fursona get-ups. So they are walking around wearing them.
Okay, all right.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so the neighbours are a little... Maybe let's imagine that the neighbours are all very, like... NPC, just like normal, just
gang.
They do that.
Ice cream.
So good.
Fairy, so bad.
And they
kangaroo,
just have like
kangaroo.
Normal jobs, right? And they've got these neighbors that have these crazy fursuits and they are confused by them and it scares them, right?
I could just, the fact that
Australian
it's like a
furries,
frupple.
Do they dress as kangaroos?
They must do, right? They have
gotta,
to.
They gotta.
It's like a frupple fur. It's like the most, 2023, like, you know, nuclear family I've ever heard of. Yeah. It's a frupple of furries. Like,
a frupple.
It's just.
Oh my god! Do you think they have like a pack leader?
Oh, who's the head? Who's the leader?
Oh fuck! I mean, okay. Initially, though, already just having three cars is, you know, I'm imagining all of the other houses only have one car, maybe two, right? But three cars like, I feel like you have to just divide the street percentage of how many people live in each house, right?
Mm.
Or something like that.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's not their fault that, like, if any house share or whatever was down mm-hmm. that street, it would have the same problem. Like, if everyone had their own cars, then
did
that
they
would
all sleep
the
in
same
the same
issue.
Bed? Do they?
Oh my god, I can't even imagine it. No, how hot it would be.
If do they? Because that's three people in one bed. It's quite a big bed.
Maybe they take it in turns.
No, surely they also don't sleep in their fucking outfits.
No.
You sleep with bits of it, like just a paw on.
Ooh.
A singular paw. Singular. It's my wanking paw.
Over your cock. Over your cock. It's over your cock, Grouse.
Jesus.
Your cock paw.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Do they sleep in the same bed?
You wouldn't all fit. Surely that'd be incredibly uncomfortable. They probably take it in. They have a rotating system. They probably have like a schedule.
Everyone wants to get cucked.
Yeah, one sleeps on their own. And
I couldn't
just
do it, man. Like, free in a bed? No fucking way. Like, sounds good in practice, but like, I'd be like,
does it?
Yo,
honestly, having been sleeping in a double bed alone for a little bit while my partner's been away, I forgot how fucking amazing it is. Honestly, it really is a thing of dreams. Like,
it's fucking great, isn't it?
Like, I love my partner, but also just be able to roll over anytime, stretch out. Like, you know what I mean? There are benefits to actually less people in the bed, I'd argue.
Oh, yeah. The less people, the better it gets. The more people, the worse the experience.
Like, with three people, I feel like you would wake up constantly because someone would be doing, you know, rolling over, making a noise, whatever, yiffing. You know? It just sounds really distracting and annoying.
Maybe they all have their own rooms. If they all have their own cars, maybe they all have their own rooms.
It was a granny flat. I'm picturing like two bedrooms.
Yeah, I'm picturing like maybe the bedroom is in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean? Like imagining like it's ultra studio.
Oh, okay.
No, a little bungalow. That's what I'm picturing. Like,
you could
bungalow.
Get a three-bedroom barbecue. Barbecue, sorry. I'm
three-bedroom barbecue.
I'm
fucking Australia racism.
I'm still jet lagged.
That's hope.
Three-bedroom.
She's been back for days. This is a lie.
What is it? Bungalow.
I don't know how you solve this. I feel like you have to like, I mean, is it unfair? But it's weird because actually it's less about them being furries.
It's nothing to do with them being furries.
No, it is a bit.
It's
stop trying
to
deny
to
it all completely.
You have to acknowledge the fact that they're furries.
It's totally irrelevant.
You're not acknowledging the fact that they're furries. It does make them a subclass.
What, Harry? Jesus Christ, Harry. First you're shooting, then you're... What the fuck, Harry?
I have a lot of friends who are furries. It's fine. I'm doing fine with it.
Are you saying you have the fur pass?
I got the fur pass, yeah. Honestly, do you know how many people I know who are furries? I do have the fur pass.
Oh my god.
I think I've met like maybe a few furries.
Yeah,
really?
Who are your furry friends? I've never even met a furry.
I don't want to out them.
Oh, is it Raph?
Someone worked in the office once who was a furry, but they're not there anymore.
Yes, you're right.
Anymore.
I do remember
them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Oh wait, no, we've
had
a few.
It's fucked up to say, but I would. Have we had a few?
Yeah.
I feel like there's only been one.
No, there was who was very much
furry.
Oh,
true. He was very much a yiffer.
Very furry.
Was he?
And then,
the
accounting guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Just bleep the name. The name.
Don't even know who that is. I don't know who they were called.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. I just remember them like coming up to me like face down. Hi, Revs. Oh, hello. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I heard they dressed up as a parrot or something as well. Okay.
No, it wasn't a parrot, but a parrot is really funny.
Parrot's great.
I'm now just imagining
just
this
mascot.
Imagining this properly just parrots.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Now we're talking.
How do you solve this then, Lids?
Right.
Clearly, I'm furry blind. I can't see their problems.
You can't see through the furriness.
I don't see them as real people. I see them as furries.
Clouding your vision. All right.
Maybe I'm too based. I see them as animals, Lydia. I don't see them as people.
Okay. This is how
you
solve it.
You see a bear and you just go into survival mode.
This is how you solve this problem. There's two sides to this coin. One side of the coin is that everyone, it's kind of tough shit for the other people. If it was any other house share, it would be the same issue. It doesn't matter that they're furries. It's that it's the same problem. Multiple people live in that house. Multiple people have cars. It is what it is. The other side of the coin, if they were going to be fair, they would have a system where if everyone has a car that can fit on that street, then the furries would rotate and take it in turns to park at that street and then park elsewhere. And really, if that's maybe that's what they should do to make it fair, but actually they don't really have to. That's it, really. That it's nothing to do with them wearing costumes of animals and fucking each other. It's just a parking dispute. And that's it.
But they're facing hate crimes.
What hate crimes? What
from
hate crimes?
From this podcast and from Australian dads who are angry.
Random Australian dads who are at mid-barbecue are shouting at them.
With their three-bedroom barbecue. Wait, where does it... Okay, what...
It says in the question that they have
arguments.
And furry...
Anti-furry sentiments.
Yes.
Well, then, I just feel like in this day and age, I understand that Australia is different to the UK, but it feels very excessive to me, everyone having their own car. Is that crazy for me to say?
I think it would be annoying if you lived on that street and there was never space for you to park, but one household had three cars.
One household having three cars is a lot of cars,
yeah,
right?
I think it would be annoying. I would be pissed off if I could never park after work because a house had three cars taking up the space.
I feel like you have to let everyone at least get one car in before anyone gets a second. Fuck a third. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. 100%.
I have a fair compromise, I think. Mm-hmm. You allow the furries two cars by politely talking to them and tell one of the furries that they must walk a little bit down the street to get to their car.
Yeah, I think that's fair. In the suit.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah. It has to be in the suit.
You know, you're giving them two, which is a favourable deal for them, but for the fairness of the rest of the neighbours and to stop the harassment, they have to give up one of those pieces.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that's fair because I imagine other households will have two as well. I'm sure not everyone on that street is excessive. One of them is going to have to park around the corner and they can take it in turns. It's not that big of a deal. That should be the compromise, 100%.
Yeah, or you try and buy them smaller clown cars. I really like the idea of them getting just free furries in their fursuits driving like single person cars around the town.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's a bonding moment with the street as they fundraise to buy clown cars for the furries.
And then everyone's just laughing all the time because it's such a silly sight to see.
It's so happy. And they're crashing and they're like burning shards of glass. And it's great.
Yep.
Wow. Problem solved.
So that's it. That's solved. We did it.
Well, now they would like to know how to, you know, be nicer to them.
That's probably the worst question after this answer. Right, okay.
I think that you make a nice poster sitting and you give it to the whole neighborhood saying that you're hosting a Zootopia movie night and you invite them around and the rest of your neighbors, maybe the dads that are also very angry, and you just have a little movie night. I think that would be nice, right? That would be a way to
that sounds great. It sounds like there's nothing that could go wrong with that.
Nothing could go wrong there, right? A little Zootopia watch party.
Make sure to include alcohol in that as well. I think that will really like make it, that's going to be perfect. Everyone will love it. It'll be great.
That would be great.
And then you can all like, make your own suits together and have a crafting session.
Make it really cold in the room so that everyone really gets to wrap up raw.
Have the AC blasting, you know.
Yeah.
To make them feel more included, you could maybe wear like some bunny ears or something, but be careful. Don't make it too suggestive.
Wear your parrot outfit or your favourite parrot t-shirt.
Maybe wear that nice Hawaiian shirt you have that has parrots on it.
Nice.
Yep.
The idea of parrot furries. So funny.
Parrot furries. I'm Googling parrot furries.
Yeah.
It exists. Of course it exists. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Parrot.
Oh, furry. No.
They're terrifying.
I hate it. No.
This parrot's got a massive cock.
It's scary. It's, holy shit, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I don't see any of the cocker ones, thankfully.
No, I don't see any. Oh, wow. Never mind. That's something. That is something.
Okay, that's a good place to end it.
Yep.
thank you for listening to this week's 0 Degrees. We're going to go record some Am I the Assholes for the Patreon. So hop on over there and check that out if you want to. We're actually doing some viewer submitted Am I the Assholes this week, which is going to be fun. So come check them out. Should be up around the same time as this episode. So yeah, thank you to all our wonderful patrons. Thank you to everyone who submits questions as well. We actually got lots of lovely new
questions. Lots of lovely new questions. We will get around to them, we promise you.
Slowly, slowly and surely.
We're not always going to be catching up. That's just been away for a couple of weeks.
Years. And we'll see you all next time. Thank you for listening. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.